Welcome to the Real Live Faith Podcast. I'm Shelby.
And I'm Janice. Life is a parable. All of creation points to God the Creator. We're going to be talking about how we see this in action in our everyday lives and how we use our good days and our mess ups to grow in our relationship with the Lord.
We don't know in what season of life you find yourself currently, but let this be a season of new life and growth. Join us as we talk about having real faith in real life.
The longer we walk with Christ, the more we should be growing in Him and imitating Him with our life. Just like little children, as they grow and learn from their parents, you often see them imitating what they hear and see. Sometimes we don't like what they're imitating, but that's on us, right? We need to make sure that we give them a good example to follow. As human babies grow, they're maturing physically, mentally, socially, and emotionally. And as baby Christians, we are growing too, maturing spiritually. And this growth process is a great description of sanctification. Upon salvation, we are sanctified in the sense that we are made holy and declared holy through Christ's shed blood on the cross and His forgiveness of sins. And we are being sanctified day by day as we walk with Christ in our salvation. It's a lifelong process of being set apart and being freed from sin.
That's right. And as believers, we should be able to look back and see a difference in our walk with the Lord over the years. We should be growing more sensitive to the things of the Holy Spirit as the years go by. But what happens to some of us as we pull away from God's word and church is that we tend to become more tolerant of sin. We may not even notice it because it's one step at a time. Oh, I just didn't have enough time to read this week. Oh, I accidentally slept in too late. Well, it's not that bad. They go to church. And after a few baby steps, you're already more comfortable being further from God than you were before.
That's so true. And you know, this tolerance to sin can creep into our lives in many ways. We may start watching shows with cussing and immorality, or maybe we start listening to music with lyrics that glamorize sin. And, you know, where we used to be shocked with TV and radio, maybe now we appear more lethargic and inattentive to the immoral images that we see. We just don't flinch at all.
Yeah, and that reminds me of when Moses was coming down off the mountain with the Ten Commandments, and he met up with Joshua, who had brought with him. And then on their way back, they headed toward the camp to join Aaron, Moses' brother, and the rest of the Israelites. Now Joshua hears a sound coming from the camp, but he couldn't tell what it was. He thought maybe it was war or like fighting, but Moses said, "No, it's singing." And so Aaron and the people had conspired together to create this golden cow that they were worshiping as a god. And what a stark contrast that was for Moses as he came off the mountain from being in the presence of God and then coming all the way back to the camp, hearing the sound of idolatry. He could hear that sound of sin a mile away.
That is really telling, and just to picture that in our minds really makes it real. Exodus 32 verses 17 through 19 says that when Joshua heard the sound of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There's a sound of war in the camp." But he said, "It's not the sound of the cry of victory, nor is it the sound of the cry of defeat, but I hear the sound of singing." And it came about as soon as Moses approached the camp that he saw the calf and the people dancing, and Moses' anger burned, and he threw the tablets from his hands and shattered them to pieces at the foot of the mountain.
Now, just hearing or reading that passage may make it seem sudden or like this idol situation came totally out of the blue, but that's not really the case. You see, the Israelites had been disconnected from God for a while. Sure, His presence was leading them through the wilderness, but their hearts were far from Him. They had been doubting, grumbling, complaining, and even wishing they were back in Egypt. And here Moses is, having just returned from receiving these commands directly from the mouth of God, and he sees the people immediately breaking rule number one: do not have any gods before me. He's infuriated with them. Their sin bothers him, as it should us when we spend time in God's presence, reading His word and praying. Like Moses, we will be more sensitive to sin. But that doesn't mean we will be perfect. Obviously not. There will be times when we slip and forget, or we're tired and not as vigilant as we should be, because we're still human. We still live in an imperfect world where sin is always present. We're not the first, nor will we be the last people to struggle with this.
It reminds me of Paul in Romans 7. He tells us in Romans 7:19, I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. Paul is saying in Romans 7 that he did what he didn't want to do. But why? Because of sin. It's a battle between the flesh and the spirit, and it's a battle that will continue until we die. That's why we're told to crucify the flesh. And crucifixion of the flesh should happen daily. If the saints of old could do it, then we can and should too. Galatians 5 verses 24 and 25 tell us, now those who belong to Christ Jesus crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let's follow the Spirit as well.
It's a serious issue when we know we've sinned, yet we disregard God and do it again. Sin is serious. It should never be taken lightly. Our God is a holy God. He is not distant or disinterested in our lives. We may think he's not paying attention, but we couldn't be more wrong. He knows every single thing we do. What we see, what we say, what we hear, where we go, and even what we think.
It reminds me of the lyrics from a familiar children's song that is taught in Sunday school classrooms. It says, oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above, he's looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above, he is looking down in love. So be careful, little ears, what you hear.
As believers, when we keep pushing past Holy Spirit conviction and we commit sin, we are numbing our hearts and making it harder to hear the Holy Spirit's conviction in the future. It's like forming a callus over our hearts, just like working with your hands forms a callus on the skin and makes it hard to feel things that touch that spot, kind of like something sharp or hot. So when we form a callus over our hearts by ignoring the conviction of the Holy Spirit, we make it harder to feel the Lord warning us and calling our attention to sin.
That is such a good analogy, and it makes me think of something that's often shared in the medical world regarding antibiotic-resistant bacteria. You know, they tell us that there's a type of bacteria that's able to survive and even multiply in the presence of an antibiotic. And the reason that it's possible is because the bacteria has been faced with that antibiotic so many times that it has learned how to not let itself be affected or killed by it. So it has become resistant. And isn't that just like our sin nature? It's resistant to conviction. Your sin nature does not want to die, so it's going to fight off the source of its destruction.
That's why it's so important to stay vigilant. We need to stay in God's word and continue in prayer every day, seeking God's strength as he guides our steps and directs our paths. Noah set the example to be set apart from the acts of sin that the world embraces. And we can do like Hebrews 12:1 says and throw off the sin that so easily entangles. Don't grow weary or lazy. Be strong in the Lord, steadfast in your faith, and believing the words in Philippians 1:6, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work among you will complete it by the day of Christ Jesus.
If you have not placed your faith in Christ, why wait? Seek him and call on his name for salvation. Confess that you are a sinner and repent of your sin. Surrender to Jesus today and place your trust in him as Savior and Lord of your life.
Thanks for listening to the Real Life Faith Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share us with others so they too can learn about living out real faith in real life. You can check out our blog and shop at reallifefaith.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Gab Social. Don't forget to sign up for our emails to receive exclusive subscriber content. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.